Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20:18. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. Wisdom determines a right purpose and ensures proper plans are made and executed, bringing the purpose to pass. God's children have purpose, but this proverb tells us that purpose is established not by an individual acting alone, but by an individual in concert with others. If purpose is not established by counsel, then the purpose is unstable. That is what we are told in Proverbs 15:22. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. We are to guard against obstinately sticking to our own opinion. Wisdom lies in self-distrust, a leaning to the possibility that we may be wrong or that we do not have complete knowledge. Wisdom lies in knowing that our heart will tell us what we want to hear. Seeking advice and counsel is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength. Seeking counsel admits to our own tendency toward fallacy. Seeking counsel is humbling ourselves instead of exalting ourselves. So God tells us we are to seek the counsel of others when we wish to establish a purpose. Establish means to bring something into being on a fixed or permanent basis. It means to lay a strong foundation designed to permanently carry a superstructure. If a man's purpose is to build a 20-story building, and that man is not equipped to do structural engineering, his purpose will not be established unless he seeks the counsel of an engineer. He may be an obstinate know-it-all with high self-esteem and no sense of self-distrust, full of pride, thinking more highly of himself than he ought, and wise in his own conceit. If so, he tries to establish his purpose without counsel, and his purpose will be disappointed, for most likely the building will not stand, for its design was never founded upon good engineering principles. If all purposes are established by counsel, this means that leaders and pastors and elders must seek counsel. This means that teachers and parents must seek counsel. This means that followers must seek counsel if they desire a firm foundation for that which they purpose to do. We are told in 1 John 3:8b that the purpose of the coming of Christ was to destroy the works of the devil, but Jesus Christ did not establish this purpose as a lone ranger. He told us over and over again in His Word that He spoke according to the will of the Father. His purpose was realized, His purpose was established, it was fixed, because it was based upon counsel from the Father. This proverb emphasizes the need for counsel by instructing that war should not be made without good advice. Jesus Christ confirms this by saying in Luke 14:31, "What king going to make war against another king sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. No responsible leader will enter into war casually, for a flood of advice must be considered. The Lord counseled Moses in the rules of war in Deuteronomy 20 when he told him to be not afraid when you see a people larger than you, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Include in your thinking all your forces, including God Almighty." David sought counsel of the Lord in 2 Samuel 5:19, when he said, "Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand?" And the Lord said unto David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand." David did not engage himself in war without the counsel of the Lord. David sought counsel so that the purpose of war would be established, so that the war would be won. We may never be called upon to fight a war with bullets and bombs, but we are called to fight the good fight of faith. But we are not to fight by being a lone ranger in our walk or our study, or by isolating ourselves from others who can counsel. God has given pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, in other words, for the establishing of our purpose for living. By His word, He gives us good advice to fight the good fight of faith, advice such as not being entangled in the affairs of this life, so that we may please Him who has chosen us to be a soldier, advice such as putting on the whole armor of God, girding our loins with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, with feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, armed with the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.